tonight. She had a medical issue come up. So, okay, well. Good evening, everyone, from Gustavus City Hall, and welcome to the June 19, 2023 general meeting of the Gustavus City Council. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Councilmember Owens? Here. Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Here.
Wrong Taylor. Sorry.
Present.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis?
Here.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Here.
And Councilmember Driscoll is absent tonight. So we have a 6 members present and their quorum exists.
Excellent. I'm glad to have everybody here who could make it tonight. And I'd like to move on to the vision statement, and Councilmember Muscoviac has agreed to read the vision statement for us. Maybe we can put it on the screen in case he doesn't have it handy there.
Yeah, you'll need to put it on the screen.
Should be coming up. Okay, do you see it there, Jim?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Hey, thank you. Let's move on then to approval of the minutes, and Councilmember Lewis has a motion on this one to approve them by unanimous consent.
I move to approve by unanimous consent the May 8th, 2023 general meeting minutes.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to approve by unanimous consent the May 8, 2023 general meeting minutes. Do any members of the public wish to make any corrections or additions to the minutes? Yeah, I'm not seeing any hands come up. Do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay, they're well done as usual. Are there any objections to approval by unanimous consent? Okay, seeing no objections, the minutes are approved by unanimous consent. Move on to mayor's request for agenda changes. I don't have any requests for agenda changes. And by the way, I'm hoping we, since it's such a nice evening, I'm hoping we can get through this meeting pretty quickly. So do any council members have any issues with the agenda as ordered? Okay, then the agenda is set. We'll move on to committee reports and staff reports. And the first is from our librarians at the Gustavus Public Library, their quarterly report. Ladies. Okay. Welcome, Jesse.
Thank you. Hopefully you've had a chance to look through our report, highlight a few things that are in there, and then also highlight a few things that didn't make it in that are recent things that have happened. We kicked off summer reading on June 3rd, and that goes all summer. It's for all ages. Patrons can come in and get a reading log or bingo sheet and earn tickets to earn prizes or win prizes at the end of the summer. Every Wednesday, there's a story time, and it is a collaborative story time between the library and the National Park. Rangers come into town every Wednesday, and Leanne reads a story, the park ranger reads a story, and there's an activity. In the past 3 months, we have opened both a seed library and a dog library. The seed library has been well utilized by several people in town, including the Girl Scouts. They came in and checked it out and took some seeds, and some seeds have been contributed to. We also opened our dog library, which is a couple of bins outside with some sticks and some balls that people can come take for their dogs. We had a donation left there this last week of a collar and a few other toys that somebody left. In conjunction with the opening of that, we also hosted Dr. Susie, and she did a vaccine clinic with some low-priced vaccines for people. And people in town took advantage of that and brought their dogs in. We've had one author visit, Kim Hecox. We had Beth Matthews scheduled, but she was ill and had to cancel. And we got two more coming up this summer with Arlene Bloom. Or Blum, I'm not quite sure the pronunciation, her last name, but she'll be here in July. And then the Chickaloonies authors, Dimitri Macheras, I think, and Casey Silver, and they wrote a graphic novel about two Native Alaskan children who live in perpetual darkness and tied in Native Alaskan stories into the graphic novel. I haven't read it yet, but we're excited to host them as well. And they're going to do a story workshop with all ages. The other thing I would like to talk about, which is mentioned in our quarterly report, are summer literacy camps. We have three planned. Actually, we had one last week, and we have two more planned for the summer. And they are in June, July, and August. They're 4 days long, and for rising first grade through rising sixth graders. And we had our camp last week, and there were 12 children that attended. It was a book character / reader's theater themed camp. We had a lot of fun. The kids loved developing their own characters and writing their own scripts and then performing them. And so we spent a week, well, 4 days doing that, and they performed on Friday. They made the costumes. It was a really good time. And then worked into all of that was lots of time to read books, enjoy books, share books. It was great. It was really, really good. We've also opened our Hammock Reading Forest, which is a project we started last year. And then needed some extra hardware to make the hammocks work. And so we had to postpone the grand opening until the spring. And that's been well used by patrons of all ages too. It's been really fun to see people out there relaxing and reading. The library has been really, really busy. I've been working at the library for 2 years now, and it's the busiest I've seen it. When I first started 2 years ago, we were just coming out of COVID. And so I feel like maybe we're kind of back to normal visitation. It's hard to say, I'd have to look at the stats, but I'm really busy. Lots of library cards, lots of materials being checked out, lots of people coming in and just hanging out in the library, hanging out outside, just people everywhere. It's been really exciting. It was also a really hard decision that I had to make recently, which was to resign from my position at the library. I just submitted my resignation today to Mike and Kathy because I've accepted a teaching job at the school. And so super hard because I've loved working at the library, and I've really, really loved working for the city. So I have a lot of gratitude for all of you, council members, Mayor Mike, Mayor Brittany, was here when I started, and Kathy, and then also for the past city administrator too, Tom. So grateful to you, thank you. And I'm gonna miss Leanne and miss the volunteers, miss Melissa, but I will continue to work with Leanne, so I'll be right next door. So be happy to answer any questions if anybody has.
Any questions on the librarian report? Well, I will say that, of course, we'll miss you at the library, but we're so pleased to have you returning to the classroom. You're the kind of teacher that, you know, Gustavus kids need, and there's nothing more important than excellence in the teaching program at the school. And I know that you'll be a major factor in driving that forward. And so it's been a great pleasure to have you serving us at the library, and we look forward to opportunities to cooperate with you as, in the school, and to increase our general cooperation between the library and the school under its new administration and everything. I think there's some good opportunities here for us to do things that work for both the library and the school. So,
yeah.
And I'm pleased that you could present the report at this last meeting.
Yeah, final report.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the City Treasurer's monthly report. City Treasurer, Ben Sadler.
I'm sorry, I didn't actually prepare anything. Does anyone have any questions about the financial reports that I submitted? I'd be happy to talk about it. We are as usual right where we want to be. Money's coming in, money's going out, everything seems to be in order.
Yeah, I noticed we have even more surplus of income over expenses than we had anticipated.
That's correct.
We're running like 50,000 extra, so that means we've done a pretty good job of managing our finances, and that's even after we have been able to direct some of those additional revenues to provide funding for some key functions that need a little more here or there, or where there were opportunities for capital projects and so forth. So we're doing fine. So no other questions for our treasurer at this point? Okay, well, thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Okay, and we'll move on to our city administrator, Kathy Leary.
Yes, good evening. So my report, one of the things I'm excited about and is the an update to the latest news group posting about the septage project. So Trevor Richards, who is one of the owners of Juno Septic, and his wife are due to arrive on Thursday's ferry. They'll start pumping households who have previously contacted Juno Septic and install the covers and the filters on the tanks that have been installed by Glacier Bay Construction. They plan to return to Juno on Sunday, so they're going to pump as many households as they can that will fit into the tanks. And additionally, but it's not quite a done deal yet, but hopefully Bob Holmes will be able to bring the big tanker out, which holds about 4,000 or more gallons, on the Sunday ferry and do a turnaround to take a bunch of the septage out. So we're looking forward to that, and we hope it's smooth sailing, but, you know, we'll hopefully be able to work any bugs out that might happen, no pun intended. We presented comments to the State Revolving Loan Fund on the scope of the current and proposed criteria for identifying disadvantaged communities. A lot of these grants we're applying for require some disadvantaged status, of which we on certain maps don't qualify because we're not at the 49% below threshold, we're at 51%. So some of us got together and worked up some questions and some criteria that we asked that they consider additional characteristics that rural communities go through. We have unique financial circumstances, including, you know, geographic disparity and what I tend to call an economy of scale. And they pose a bigger hardship in raising revenues necessary to finance water and wastewater projects. But we hope to use the same comments as other grant solicitations are presented, and if we have to defend our status for other grant applications. So I'd like to thank Shelley Owens for helping organize that with me, and Whitney Rapp to provide additional information I do have the link. I didn't put it in here, but I have the link to the comments if anybody cares to or wants to see them, which the city council has, I believe. But if anybody else wants them, just let me know. Mayor and I had a and Muskoviak had a debriefing meeting with the DOT representatives on the scoring for our TAP, our Side Path and Good River Bridge grants, to look at the weaker areas and how to strengthen our application for other funding opportunities in the future. Let's see, we also had a meeting with Senator Keel when he was in town, and we reviewed issues pertinent to Vestavis, various legislation that passed, including PFAS, and that which didn't pass, which some of which was the that I was hoping that would pass would be the inclusion of healthcare benefits for municipalities and school districts. Didn't go anywhere this year, but hopefully next session. We talked about, you know, more details, and I know Mayor Taylor has that in his report, so I will belabor that. I attended our office hours meetings with the Alaska Municipal League. They review various upcoming grants and infrastructure rollouts, and they host granting agency staff. They have like EPA, DOT, Department of Energy folks to explain upcoming funding opportunities. And we also can hear from other municipalities regarding what they're doing and what works for them and what hasn't, and where additional help is needed, and other issues they're facing. So it's a really good 1 hour a week, meeting for municipalities in the state. So I'm in Olympia, and I went to the Ford dealership today to ask about fleet pricing options for vehicles, and I met with their fleet manager. I asked how we might qualify for fleet pricing since we're small, and he gave me information on different financing options that Ford has put into place for small municipalities. I don't have the full details yet, but it seems like it could be a really good flexible way to look at some of our essential equipment needs. I mean, we can probably afford to buy stuff, but if the interest rate is low enough and we're not funded to purchase under a grant, it might be prudent for us to look at just making payments once the AMLIP account for projects is passed, and we might get a good enough price that we can afford to buy something if we can get the fleet pricing. Either way, the guy has a lot of experience in dealing with Alaska and shipping to Southeast Alaska. So I'm looking forward to seeing what else we can learn from them. We were really busy this month with being short-staffed and the COVID outbreak and having to be closed for a couple of days, even though some of us could work behind closed doors. we lost some of that time, as that was when Larry started to work, but since a bunch of us had COVID and quarantine requirements, we had to postpone some of that. But I just want to thank everyone for pitching in and cross covering for each other during that time. Larry is on the job, and he started his duties on June 5th, and Ben is mentoring him, and Larry is learning the ropes of what's going on between the dock and the harbor and other areas. We had Jason Schreiber of Alaska Technical Solutions come out during a site visit. We needed to get all the connectivity from HughesNet to Byte Fiber that we're having for 2 years without a cost to us. We still have HughesNet as a backup, but we're paying quite a bit less for their service, but we'll still be able to operate if something goes down with fiber. The only downside of that thing is that when it slows down, it doesn't shift off. It has to like quit in order for it to shift off. So we have to kind of pay attention to that. So if it just like gets throttled down, we sort of go and unplug the fiber link and get on HughesNet. If fiber goes down completely, it automatically switches. He also looked at the HUD again on the dock as an option for a cell booster, and he thinks it's doable, and he's going to send us some recommendations, which I think is a safety issue, and I think we should follow through with it if it's something that will work for us. So after much ado, we issued a notice to proceed on the library shelter project. Glacier Bay Construction finished prepping the pad, and the materials are due to arrive supposedly in the first 2 weeks of July so the project can begin. Finally, we have three payments we received from FEMA, finally totaling about $220,000. We may be able to get a little more. That'll depend on identifying more invoices that weren't previously identified for formerly paid projects. If that becomes really too time consuming and tedious, which it has been, we may just call it a done deal since we got more than we thought we were going to get. And there's not a whole lot more to identify for the projects that they allocated certain amounts to us for. So we may be done at this point. I only heard from two council members, but we need to have a special meeting day next week, Monday or Tuesday. Are the only 2 days available. We need to approve the hire of the city clerk. We can't do it tonight because it didn't happen in sufficient time for this meeting. And we may have a couple other items. So if anybody can't meet on either Monday or Tuesday, they should let me know so we can figure out a meeting time. That's what I have. Thank you, and let me know if there's any questions.
Any questions for Kathy? Well, I'm not seeing anything. Thanks, Kathy, for all the work as usual. You're really cranking it out. I really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to hearing what our options might be on getting a truck on a fleet pricing arrangement. So that might be something we'll be able to handle early in our next fiscal year. Okay. Taylor? Yes.
I'm just wondering if we want to try to pick a date for the special meeting right now while we have all the council members present.
Right. I had thought about doing that in council comments, but we could do it right now. So how does next Monday night seem to everybody's any, and we could do it at say 5:30 or 6 or something like that if you want to do it early. It should be a very short meeting.
This is Jim Mack. I'd like to play volleyball at 7, so if we can finish by 6:30 or so, that would be fine for me, or else meet up on Tuesday.
Councilmember Taylor, you had it?
I was just going to chime in that I wouldn't be able to do anything earlier than 6, but I don't want to derail any volleyball because that's definitely more important.
So say 6 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we're functioning pretty quickly, that'll work fine.
Yeah, I think we can crank through pretty quickly, and we don't want the rest of the volleyball players to miss having you there. So, Mr. Volleyball History there. Okay, so that's the plan then. Anything else for Kathy before we move on? Oh, Councilmember Taylor has a question, I guess.
Just one. This is kind of more of an idle curiosity, so maybe I shouldn't even delve too deep into here. But you mentioned that Glacier Bay Construction finished doing the pad for the library bike shelter project. I vaguely recall we awarded that contract to Terra Construction. Have they like subcontracted that out, or did I miss something there as far as how that all getting put together? Maybe I just missed something.
Well, can you explain that?
Well, because it was not that expensive of a project, and because we also asked them to make it sort of go out towards the parking area and continue on, and they needed to grate the parking area, and they needed to sort of extend it all out. We just had them do it under our road maintenance contract, even though that piece was, and Ben can correct me if I'm wrong, but because it was, like I said, less than something that had to go out to bid, we were able to do it under our road maintenance contract because it was attached to the road.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Right. Our road maintenance contract includes work on city pads, lots, and so forth. And we have used them for, actually, we used the road maintenance contract the last time we expanded the parking lot there at the library. They've got the particular kind of gravel that matches and all of that. So it was easiest. We did not put the pad expansion into the shelter RFQ, so because we had in mind just doing it with roads funding. So, okay. Very well. Then thank you, Kathy. I guess that's all the questions for you. And we'll move on to the consent agenda. The consent agenda has just one item, and it's a certificate of records destruction, and they're all DRC records.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Public comment on non-agenda items.
Oh, I skipped that. Okay, thank you. Right. Do any, we'll have the next item then was public comment on non-agenda items, and I skipped that accidentally. So do any members of the public have any comment on a non-agenda item? See, there are actually very few public members on the Zoom anyway. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands come up. So we'll have another opportunity at the end of the meeting if somebody wants to comment on a non-agenda item at that point. So thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll move on then finally to the consent agenda. We have just that one item on certificate of records destruction for the DRC that Paul Berry worked out with the clerk to get those items all cleared up as he retires. So we have a, are there, before I have the motion or ask for a motion, are there, is there anybody who wishes to remove this item from the consent agenda and put it into new business for any reason? Okay, seeing none, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Owens, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent.
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent. Do any, are there any objections to approving the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing none, the consent agenda is approved. And let's see, we'll move on to ordinance for public hearing. There are three items on ordinance for public hearing. The first one, and these are all items that were introduced at the last meeting and scheduled for public hearing this time. There, the first one is an NCO providing for the amendment of department budgets fiscal year 2023. And so I would like to open the public hearing for this item. If there's anybody in the public who would wish to make a or have any comment on this item, please raise your hand. Okay, and the time that we're starting this is 7:30. Okay, seeing none, we'll close it at 7:30 and we'll bring it to the council table. I believe we have a motion from Councilmember Bishop to approve this one.
Yeah, I move we adopt FY23-21 NCO, providing the amendment of department budgets for fiscal year 2023, as introduced on May 8th, 2023.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilmember Bishop, seconded by Councilmember Muscoviac to approve FY23-21 NCO, providing for the amendment of department budgets for fiscal year 2023, as introduced last month. I'd like to just briefly give our treasurer an opportunity to review just what this is for anybody who might not be clear on what it's about. It's a fairly routine item we do this time of year.
Yes, as Mike said, each year around this time, we amend the income and expense columns. The idea of best practices is that everything would fall within 10%. And so I came up with these numbers to either increase the income or increase or decrease the income or increase or decrease the expense to bring the budget in line with the actual numbers of the money we made or spent in fiscal year 23.
Okay, any questions about this or about any particular item on that from council members while we have the treasurer here? Okay, then do any council members have any other comments on this item before we go to a vote to approve it? Okay, then, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Muscoviac?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to item 7. Which is FY23-22 NCO, providing for the amendment of administrative budgets for fiscal year 2023. And we've got it up on the screen now. This is the provision or appropriation of donations that were received for the Brian Waverly Memorial Fund Project, which will be an art project at the library. And we're very, it's a great pleasure to remember Brian with this project as it will be developed. So this just merely appropriates the money so we have the money in a position so we can pay the artist who's doing this work. Okay, I'll open it for public hearing. Do any members of the public wish to comment
on this? The
time,
please.
Did I miss something?
The time. The time.
Oh, the time. I always forget to say what time it is. 7:35 on the clock on the wall here is the start of our public hearing. Do any members of the public wish to comment on this appropriation for the Brian Waverly Memorial Project? Okay, seeing none, we'll close public hearing at 7:35 and I'll bring it back to the table for a motion from Councilmember Taylor, please.
I move to approve Ordinance FY23-22 NCO, providing for the amendment of the administrative budgets for fiscal year 2023, as introduced May 8th, 2023.
Okay, do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilmember Taylor, seconded by Councilmember Lewis. to approve FY23-22 NCO, providing for the amendment of the administrative budgets for fiscal year 2023. Do we have any council comment on this one?
This is just a point of order.
Council Member Taylor. Yeah.
Maybe my memory is failing me. I'm looking at the file name and it says introduction, but this was introduced in May, was it not?
Right. It was okay. Introduced in May.
Perfect.
This is, so this was a public under item for public hearing. So okay. Yeah, that's great.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't failing my motion there.
Okay. Any, then we'll open it for a council comment if there are any. Any further? Okay. Madam Clerk, may we have roll call vote, please? Oh, yes. The treasurer wishes to speak up.
So unless I just misheard, I thought we were passing the NCO for the Brian Waverly Memorial, but then you reread the amendment for departmental budgets. Is there something missing there?
They're both have similar titles.
I only see one on the agenda online. I think that, maybe the Brian Waverly one didn't get put onto the cheat sheet properly or onto the agenda properly, one or the other.
I'm just working from the cheat sheet here. So, but it's in the packet.
Okay. I just like we had already.
And it was scheduled for public hearing.
Yeah. They have the same name, basically. I could have clarified in my motion that this was the Brian Waverly.
Okay. Sorry.
No, thank you for chiming in.
That's a case where we should have pre-written the motion, so we had that clarified. So is everybody straight on that then? This was scheduled for public hearing for this month. And okay, then if there are no further comments, Madam Clerk, may we have roll call vote on this item number 7.
Okay, thanks, Treasurer Ben, for pointing that out and just making sure we were on the right thing. Vice Mayor Bishop.
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis.
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
And Mayor Taylor.
Yes.
Okay. All members are in favor. Motion passes.
Okay. Glad we got that straightened out and we can move that project forward. And the treasurer can make arrangements with the artists to know they can proceed on this. Okay, that we can move on to item 8, FY23-23 NCO Capital Project Funding 2023 SRP Playground Equipment Expansion Project. And this is the project to fund the installation of the expanded playground equipment for the Salmon River Park. We have a proposal that we've accepted from a manufacturer to Exer Play as the manufacturer with an Alaska representative who made the proposal to us to provide equipment at a price of around $34,000, and we don't know what the installation is going to cost yet, but it's going to take us a while to get the equipment here, and this will allow us to go ahead and order the equipment to be manufactured and shipped to us while we do an NCO. If the NCO requires more than the $4,000 or so difference in what we're appropriating here, we can do another appropriation to cover that, and we'll know that in time to do the installation when the equipment arrives. So that's what this one's about. I would open the floor to public comment at 7:40. Do any members of the public wish to comment on the funding for the playground equipment? Okay, seeing none, we'll close the public hearing at 7:40. And I'll make the the motion for this, since it's a project that I've been handling. So I move to adopt FY23-23 NCO Capital Project Funding 2023 SRP Playground Equipment Expansion Project as introduced May 8, 2023. May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved by the mayor and seconded by Vice Mayor Bishop to approve FY23-23 NCO Capital Project Funding 2023 SRP Playground Equipment Expansion Project as introduced last month. Do any members of the public, do any members of the council have any comments on this? Okay, I'm glad it's popular, apparently. So, Madam Clerk, may we have roll call vote on item 8, please?
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. We'll get a PO to the manufacturer's representative here in Alaska for that this week and get this project started. And it'll be a great pleasure to see this come to fruition, since it was the recommendation of teacher Ms. Karen McSpradden's class of second through fifth graders last fall, who came to us and asked for improvements to the playground equipment. So it's going to be great fun to see this in place and maybe by the end of the summer. Okay, so we'll move on now to new business. And these are handled in a little different order than the public hearing thing, but they do have public comment available. So the first item is to approve CY23-07 pertaining to the authorized investments and establishing appropriate benchmarks to measure performance of the city's endowment funds. And this is something we do every year or every other year. We get the recommendation of our investment firm that manages this account as to whether they're recommending any adjustments in the distribution of the investments in various categories. And we approve their recommended categories. So we're going to have to read this resolution, which is a little boring to listen to, but it's part of our requirement. But we'll start with a motion from Councilmember Lewis, please.
I move to approve resolution CY23-07 pertaining to the authorized investments of and establishing appropriate benchmarks to measure performance of the city's endowment fund.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll say it.
Councilmember Owens, second. It's been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Councilmember Owens to approve CY23-07 pertaining to the authorized investments of and in establishing appropriate benchmarks to measure performance of the city's investment endowment funds. Okay, at this point, we've got to read this, and I'll just read it, get through it. It's a couple pages, so bear with me, or maybe it's more than that. Yeah, and it's a little tedious. So this is resolution CY23-07, a resolution by the city of Gustavus pertaining to the authorized investments of and establishing appropriate benchmarks to measure performance of the city's endowment funds. Whereas pursuant to the city of Gustavus ordinance 04.13.050C, the Gustavus City Council shall annually approve an asset allocation plan for investment of the city's endowment funds. And whereas pursuant to City of Gustavus Ordinance 04.13.060C, permits investment of the endowment funds in various asset classes, and the council believes that establishing asset allocation criteria for these various asset classes is in the best interest of the City of Gustavus. And whereas the annually approved asset allocation plan will provide benchmarks to measure investment performance, and whereas the investment manager has recommended adding asset classes U.S. 1 to 5 year government slash credit, U.S. corporate high yield, and alternative beta. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Gustavus City Council adopts the asset allocation plan for the upcoming FY24 as follows. Endowment fund asset allocation plan and performance measurement targets. Section one, the asset allocation plan and target weighting with range restrictions are as follows. Cash, target 3%, range 0 to 10%. International fixed income, 5%, range 0 to 10%. U.S. TIPS, target 4%, range 0 to 10%. U.S. fixed income, target 18%, range 10 to 30%. U.S. 1 to 5 year government credit, target 14%, range 8 to 20%. Asset class U.S. corporate high yield, target 6%, range 0 to 12%. Real estate investment trust, 2%, range 0 to 5%. Infrastructure, 5%, range 0 to 6%. Alternative beta, 10%, that's target, range 0 to 15%. Emerging markets equity, 2% target, range 0 to 5%. International equity, target 4%, range 0 to 8%. U.S. small cap equity, 2%, range 0 to 5%. U.S. mid cap equity, target 5%, range 0 to 10%. U.S. large cap equity, 20%, range 10 to 30%. And performance management of the cash allocation will be measured against the target weighting using the Citigroup 90-day T-bill index or substantially similar index. Performance measurement of the international fixed income allocation will be measured against the target weighting using the Barclays Global Aggregate XUSD Float Adjusted RIC Capped Index or substantially similar index. Performance measurement of the U.S. Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, TIPS, allocation will be measured against target weighting using the Barclays U.S. TIPS 0 to 5-year index or substantially similar index. Performance measurement of the fixed income allocation will be measured against the target weighting using Barclays Capital Aggregate Bond Index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the 1 to 5 year government credit allocation will be measured against target weighting using the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. government credit float adjusted 1 to 5 year index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the corporate high yield allocation will be measured against the target weighting using Bloomberg Barclays U.S. High Yield Very Liquid Index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the real estate equities allocation will be measured against the target weighting using the Standard & Poor's U.S. REIT Index or substantially similar index as benchmark. Performance measurement of the infrastructure equities allocation will be measured against the target weighting using STOXX Global Broad Infrastructure Index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the alternative beta allocation will be measured against the target weighting using the Wilshire Liquid Alternatives Index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the emerging markets allocation will be measured against the target weighting using the MSCI Emerging Markets or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the international equity allocations will be measured against the target weighting using the MSCI EAFE or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the small cap equity allocations will be measured against the target weighting using the Standard & Poor's 600 small cap index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the mid-cap equity allocation will be measured against the target weighting using the Standard & Poor's 400 mid-cap index or substantially similar index as the benchmark. Performance measurement of the large-cap domestic equity allocation will be measured against the target weighting using Standard & Poor's 500 index or substantially similar index for the benchmark, and it'll be passed and approved by the quorum of the City Council today. Okay, so that's the we've read the resolution, and I'll invite now public comment on this. I don't know that we need to give the time on these ones, but it's 10 to 8. Do any members of the public wish to comment on this? Okay, seeing none. Do any council members wish to comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote to approve?
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, thank you. And we'll move on to item 10. This is another resolution, CY23-08, updating policy and procedure for the city banking policy. And I'd like to start with a motion to approve this from Councilmember Moskowiak, please.
I move we approve resolution CY23-08, a resolution updating policy and procedure for city banking policy.
Okay, do we have a second, please?
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Councilmember Moskowiak, seconded by Councilmember Taylor, to approve CY23-08, updating policy and procedure for city banking policy. And we need to read this one. Okay, I guess it's short. I'll just read it again here too. Resolution 23-08, a resolution updating policy and procedure for city banking policy. Whereas the City of Gustavus wishes to maintain a consistent banking policy, and whereas Title 2.50 requires the treasurer to prescribe and control such procedures as are necessary to protect city funds, and whereas fiscal control, consistency, transparency, accuracy, and economy are essential to the sustainability and reputation of the City of Gustavus, and whereas the City of Gustavus last updated its city banking policy and procedure effective August 10, 2006, and whereas formal action is needed to update policy and procedures, now therefore be it resolved, the Gustavus City Council adopts the current policy and procedure for city banking policy. And we don't have to read the policy and procedure, but I'd like to call on the treasurer to give us a summary of what his proposal is with this policy and procedure. We did discuss it in the work session, of course. Mr. Treasurer.
Yes. So as Mike said, the last time the city banking policy was updated was in 2006. The current policy in place states that the city clerk will keep $20,000 to $30,000 in the bank and will invest money in IRAs or something. I can't remember. Real simple one page thing that no longer applies to the City of Gustavus and the functioning government that we have. So I updated the policy and tried to lay out what the treasurer's duties are and what the responsibilities of the treasurer are to the community as far as the money goes. And so that's what this document states. If I was to not be here tomorrow, somebody could come in and say, this is what my job is and this is what my responsibility is. So that's what we have here, is a more accurate policy pertaining to the city government in its current state.
Okay, I'm going to go to public comment next, but if you'd stay at the table in case the council has any questions for you on their comment period. Do any members of the public wish to comment on this resolution and the policy and procedure for city banking policy? Okay, seeing none, we'll come back to the table for council comment. Do any council members have any questions, comments on this resolution and the related policy and procedure? Okay, I guess we don't have any more questions for you, Mr. Treasurer. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, thank you. We'll continue to follow those that policy and procedure going forward. The next item is to approve the, let's see how that's written. I think that's on our cheat sheet incorrectly described here. Yeah, the capital improvement plan project nomination for beach mobility items. And so when we, when a new project is proposed, it comes to the council under our procedures here to approve the project. And the proposer of the project develops a scoping document that describes the project. The council is asked to approve the project, and the point is to give the council an opportunity to say, yes, we want to go forward with this project, or no, we don't want to do this project. And the approval of the project doesn't approve any funding. There has to be an NCO to fund the project, and it may go out to bid, and in some cases there's approval of the bid and so forth. When we approve the project, it doesn't necessarily mean the project is fully fleshed out. It's described in the document, and but it just gives the project manager the go-ahead to continue to work the project and to look for funding for it, say grants, and which in this case we are actually doing. Before we spend any money on it, we will have another opportunity to vote on it. So I want to make clear that that's where we are on this. I would like to, this project has been proposed by Councilmember Driscoll. It is to provide, to purchase and install equipment that would improve access to the beach for people with mobility constraints, and specifically it's with regard to a beach compatible wheelchair, a beach compatible walker, and also a jogger stroller, so that people can take their child out in a stroller and walk the beach and without getting stuck and that sort of thing in the sand. And Councilmember Driscoll was scheduled to make this to make the motion on this, but since she's not with us tonight, I'll do that. So I will begin by moving to approve the City of Gustavus Capital Improvement Plan nomination for the beach mobility items.
Mr. Mayor, point of order.
Yes.
I would like to also move to postpone this to a certain time. After the discussion at the work session, I believe you said that it was going to be pulled from the agenda because there were unanswered questions about financial aspects of it. So I would like to move it be postponed to a certain time for when Council Member Driscoll can be here and we can get the answers to the financial questions that we had asked.
We have answers to those for discussion, and the clerk, I mean, the treasurer has a couple of comments on that as well. So, since you made the motion, is there any council comment on this motion to postpone? Oh, and you didn't say
we'd need a certain time.
Yes, I did.
And you'd need to specify the date certain.
Right. You'd have to say what date you want to
put. To the next councilman, our next general session in July.
Okay. Do any council members wish to comment on that? Oh, I guess there has to be a second.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Okay. It's been moved to by Councilmember Owens and seconded by Councilmember Taylor to postpone this item until the July meeting. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah.
Any comment on this?
Well, I guess I'll chime in here. Again, pretty much just echoing what Shelley said, kind of given the discussion. Specifically, my kind of principal thought here is where Shelley had reached out to someone and they had offered to give us one of these wheelchairs for free, if I understood correctly. And so I feel like they're some things that potentially are worth exploring beyond just like moving forward with the project that merit at least having a discussion with Janine, who we have not been able to even talk about these options with because she hasn't been here. So feels like postponing makes sense, but I'm also really interested to hear what you say you have some answers to as far as some of the just concerns we were expressing regarding ongoing maintenance costs and kind of we had in the work session.
Okay, any other? I would not support postponing this. Remember, we are only approving the project, as I noted, and we are looking at opportunities for funding. If there is an opportunity to get something for free, we could certainly include that in the project. Remember, we are not approving any purchase of anything at this point. And so if the council didn't like what was being purchased or didn't think we were considering options sufficiently, we could decline to fund it at that point. We're only looking at $5,000 something in equipment. And so this is a fairly small equipment purchase if we purchase the items that are suggested here. We may not, I think one of the things she listed was also in there was a cart. We might choose not to purchase that, for example, since we have a wheelbarrow that works quite well. My guess of the service life of things like this is probably on the order of 8 to 10 years, but that's my guess. And of course, it depends on how much use it gets.
Point of order. This motion is on a motion to postpone to a date certain. And so we need to keep the comments germane to that.
Okay. So I think we have sufficient information to, and I'll have the treasurer pitch in too on this, to approve the project to go forward without approving funding yet.
No, point of order.
You can make a comment on whether to postpone to a date certain, which the motion was for July, but that's it. The comment should be on the date that the meeting is postponed to.
Okay, well, that's fine. I paid my point. Any other comments on this? Okay, let's, if there are no other comments, Madam Clerk, may we have roll call vote on the motion to postpone to the July meeting?
Councilmember Makowiak?
No.
Councilmember Lewis?
No.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
No.
Councilmember Taylor?
No.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
No.
Okay, the motion fails with one in favor and five against.
Thank you, and thank you for guiding us.
We're back to the main motion then.
Yes, we're back to the main motion.
And we'll need a second.
Yes,
I'll second this motion to approve.
Okay, so it's been moved by the mayor, seconded by Councilmember Taylor to approve the the capital improvement plan project nomination for beach mobility apps. Is there any other? I wanted to call on the treasurer to comment on the ongoing fiscal implications of a purchase of equipment like this.
So we talked about this last week. I know most of you weren't able to attend. So Kathy and I had spoken with Janine about the short form scoping document that she turned in and how it didn't necessarily provide all the information required to give the council a full picture of what they were getting. And so we just wanted to point out that although this is looking like maybe a $5,000 purchase for the equipment and the building, there will also be added to each year's budget $500 for the repair and replace for the $5,000. There will be staff time in maintaining the equipment and maintaining the shed. There will be additional costs in maintenance. So it's not, although the initial project is we'll buy some stuff that people can use down at the beach and we'll store it in a shed that we'll put down there, that's only the first step. And so we just wanted to point that out to the council that this will be an ongoing cost each year of, you know, of time and money. And so as we increase our infrastructure, obviously we increase our costs and we increase the cost of maintenance and the repair and replace costs. So we just wanted to let everyone know that we did suggest that maybe we could help her fill out the long form scoping document that has all the boxes to click that would give you the proper information, but then we got COVID and we just didn't get around to it. So hope that clears up any financial questions that I can help with.
Unless anyone has any questions for the treasurer, this is an opportunity to understand these implications a little more. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the council on whether you think this is a project that should go forward or not? Councilmember Lewis.
Yeah, I feel I support this project and understand.
Order. I'm so sorry. I just noticed that we did not do public comment.
You're right. Yet. Okay.
Sorry, Councilmember Lewis.
Thank you for catching that. Sorry, I'm trying to get through this quickly and I'm going a little too fast. So do any members of the public wish to comment on this project and whether we should proceed to develop it? I'm not seeing any hands coming up from the audience. Okay. then we'll come back to the council for comment. Any others? Yeah. Council Member Lewis.
I'll just finish my thought. I support this because I feel like the beach and closing off the beach to motorized traffic was one of the most divisive things in this community in the last 5-10 years. I mean, besides COVID, of course, but anything we can do to make it accessible to our people is super important. And I understand that this will take maintenance and long-term, but sort of similar to the septic tanks that we're putting in that are going to also require like additional maintenance, like anything we can do to help provide services with a, like not a whole lot of investment. And that's what I see this as a little bit of investment. And if it doesn't work, we're out $5,000, then there's no maintenance in the future. You know, it's we got to try.
Hey, any other council members? Councilmember Owens.
Thank you. Well, I oppose this for a number of reasons. One is that I don't think that pregnancy and motherhood are qualify for limited mobility and physical disabilities of the project. We don't need a second garden cart. There's a wheelbarrow there. So this has been expanded a little bit from when it was initially presented to us. I contacted ORCA at SAIL to just find out if there were alternative grantors for projects like this, because I'm not entirely sure that it's something that the city should be providing. I think that, and actually as Natalie Patrick spoke out at the work session, she doesn't support it. She feels that it benefits very few people. And I contacted ORCA to find out what kind of funding opportunities there are. And the woman that I spoke with said that city government or government has difficulty getting funding, but there are lots and lots of foundations. And then she said, in fact, she had offered to provide us with a loaner or even give us a copy of a beach wheelchair. We weren't provided with this information that we were offered a free chair. So we have an opportunity to free chair. I think a baby jogger doesn't fall within the disability parameters that that this project is purporting to be. And then we don't need, I don't think, we certainly don't need another garden cart. So as far as who it benefits, I just don't think it's something that the city should be providing. I do have concerns about having another structure down there. I think we were told that there would be some cost to the city to build the platform or whatever the substructure for the shed. And then questions that were brought up first time this was introduces like, well, what do we do about vandalism or, you know, getting them back in the shed? And it's going to come back on city staff to have to, you know, maintain. And I'd asked the woman at ORCA what kind of maintenance problems they had run into or had heard about. And she said, well, flat tires. So it's, I just don't think this is really an appropriate project for the city. And I'm also kind of frustrated because, Mr. Mayor, you were the one who said you were taking this off the agenda at the work session, and you were the one that raised the question. So I was a little surprised to see it pop up again. Other than that, that's all my contents, really. I'd asked, Natalie if she would be interested in trying out the chair that that ORCA, and I can pass around the photo of it. Okay, thanks. She said no, because it has to be pushed by another person, and that kind of goes against the concept of sort of being independently mobile.
Okay. I don't recall that I said I would take this off the agenda. I don't recall that I ever intended to. So, but if I'm not recalling correctly, I'm sorry. You may remember better than I on that. So any other comments on this?
Yeah, I guess I'll chime in. I'm a little torn because I think that a lot of Shelley's concerns are kind of valid. I can see this not, you know, being a total home run. And so I have definitely got some cognitive dissonance to like how effective this is actually going to be and how large of a benefit we're actually going to see from this. And like, I imagine 15-year-old Brian, like I said, at the work session, running over hell and back with this wheelchair. And like, I guess if the city ends up out with it, like that's not the worst outcome. And I think there's also a lot of credence to what Councilman Lewis and the spirit behind why Councilman Driscoll is putting this together in the first place, of trying to find the middle road and do everything we can to engage and allow mobility. So I think for me, the linchpin now is the fact that we have an offer on the table for a free wheelchair. So it seems like if we can just incorporate that into the project, then I would be happy to see modifications made to this proposed project, certainly before we made some kind of appropriation of funds, but I'd be able to see it move forward.
Any other comments? Yeah, going cost, you know, that's a good point, of course, that, and our city administrator pointed out that quite correctly, that when we do a capital project of any kind or buy something like this, we tend to think of it like we're buying an asset, but in fact, we are buying a liability, in that the item has to be maintained and eventually replaced or upgraded or whatever, or that may be the case. I'm guessing that, and it's just sort of my impression, that equipment like this should have a life of maybe 8 or 10 years, probably 10 years if it's properly maintained and doesn't, you know, as long as people aren't running it off the dock or something. And so we would be putting, if the replacement cost for everything is $5,000, we would be putting away approximately $500 each year for replacement. There would be some maintenance time, presumably from our marine facilities coordinator. There might occasionally be some parts or an inner tube or something like that, just like we have to buy parts for things, equipment at the DRC and the like. And that can be budgeted in our operating budget. And if it turns out that either that the equipment doesn't hold up or is not popular, and eventually it's gets time to replace it or whatever, we don't have to replace it. We could decide just not to continue it if it turns out not to have been a good idea. We are looking for grant funding for this. In fact, we've already filed for a grant to cover it. Doesn't mean we'll get the grant, but actually we think we've got a pretty strong chance of that. And Kathy could give us some input on that. And I see Kathy has raised her hand, so I would like to call on our city administrator to pitch in on this with her views and ideas. Kathy?
Yes, thank you. So my only skin in this game is that I wanted all of the potential costs to be brought to the council. In filling out a short form, the capital costs and the great idea of it were put on the form, but the ancillary costs and the potential costs over time was not put on the form. So in not doing that, the transparency of the entire project, I felt, wasn't presented as it should have been. So my only objection is that we want to put forward all the potential costs to this. And so, yes, we do have this added as an equipment request for our Healthy Communities grant for people to be able to get out, you know, especially with COVID, being able to access the beach and all of that. I just, knowing what our limitations are with our staff time and the staff that we have and the potential for additional work that after, you know, the last month or two, I'm very sensitive to, I just wanted it to be clear to the council all of the things that would be involved with this particular project. So yes, I hope we get grant funds. Yes, you know, we want mobility, but I want people to understand the implications of the staff, and I have to be sensitive to that, you know, given that we, you know, we have to protect our staff resources as well. So that's my take.
Okay, any questions for Kathy to elucidate her comments there? I'd add one thing we can do is ask Councilmember Driscoll, who's managing this project and has proposed it, to report to us each month in council reports and tell us, expand on information on that she may find on costs. I like the idea of this donation, which you know, of a beach wheelchair, and it apparently needs some minor repair on it, but they're willing to donate it to Gustavus permanently. So maybe the first thing would be to accept the donation and try it out, and that would be one step in the project. So I would ask Councilmember Driscoll to follow up on that offer and also develop the answers to the questions that some of you've had about long-term cost maintenance and so forth. Any other comments? Okay, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote on approving this project?
Councilmember Owens?
No.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 in favor and 1 against.
Okay. We'll discuss that with Councilmember Driscoll and ask her to continue to provide updates on this as we go forward. That takes us on to item 12 on the agenda, which is to award the annual road maintenance contract, RFQ FY24-01RM. And this contract, recall from our discussion in the work session, is our annual road maintenance contract. But this year, unlike last year, we took the snow plowing out of it to simplify the stage of it, and we're going to address snow plowing separately with another RFQ, which we'll have to do by September. We put the RFQ out as we do every year, and the way the RFQ is structured, we list the individual items like grading Rink Creek Road and so forth, and we estimate the number of times that item is going to happen, say 5 times. And so for each item in the schedule of activities, the bidder bids a rate for doing that and then extends it by the number of times that we estimated that we might do it during the year. You total all those up to a total. So in this case, now the total doesn't mean anything other than as a means of comparing one bidder's bid against another. Other than that, what we are really establishing is unit costs for all those activities, laying gravel or whatever. So so we had only one bidder on this, and it was Glacier Bay Construction. And so we have the opportunity to award that tonight to them. And so I believe we have a A motion to award from Councilmember Owens, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to award RFQ FY24-01RM annual road maintenance contract as described in RFQ FY24-01RM to Glacier Bay Construction, Inc. in accordance with their quotation dated 5/31/2023 in the amount of $137,453. Did I get that right?
$137,453.
Thank you.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay. It's been moved by Councilmember Owens, seconded by Councilmember Lewis to award the 2023, actually, shouldn't that be 2024? I think we've got it incorrectly stated here. It's the FY 2024. Is it okay to consider that a typo? That's essentially, it's for the next fiscal year. Begins with the.
Yes, it's fiscal. Correct. Yeah. FY 24 is correct.
So it should be FY. So it should be award.
Oh, award. Yes, I see what you're saying.
FY 2024. Yeah. I'm looking at. I'm not sure how it is in the packet, but I'm looking at.
24-01.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The agenda item has 2023. I see what you're seeing, though. The agenda item has 2023 on it, but it's actually should be FY24.
Yeah. Annual road maintenance contract for RFQ FY24-01RM to Glacier Bay Construction. And do any members of the public wish to comment on this item? And I see we have the online the representative from Glacier Bay Construction, if he wishes to comment. Not seeing any hands come up. So, okay, then do any council members wish to comment on the award of this contract for annual road maintenance to Glacier Bay Construction for the next fiscal year? Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call, please?
Yeah, Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, thank you. We'll ask Glacier Bay Construction to proceed for another year of road maintenance with us. And that moves us on to item 13. It's FY24-01NCO. And this is the an introduction of an NCO for the Gustavus Visitors Association FY24 budget amendment to, and we are introducing it tonight with a scheduled public hearing for July 10, 2023. And I will, I'll give you, a brief explanation of what this is. We have, the Gustavus Visitors Association had planned to move the visitor kiosk from its present location where it has a backdrop of the bulk fuel facility to the across the road at the asphalt pullout opposite that facility, so that we have the background instead of the industrial facility, we have the Fairweather Range. And part of the idea of that was to, or the primary reason was that people do like to take photographs of themselves in front of the welcome sign, and having a much better background would make those photos much more attractive. At the same time, the project, as they propose to do it now, will actually provide an improved facility and that it's going to have a concrete pad under it instead of pilings. And that pad with a brushed concrete surface on it will make for a much more attractive and really solid looking facility. And the Visitor Association also is planning a great deal in the way of content improvements, and they've been working with the National Park Service and considering the input from their membership to make the sign or the material on it more pertinent and interesting to the public and attractive and so forth. So they originally had thought they were going to be able to move it for about $1,000, and that for that, but turns out that's not the case, and their original contractor wasn't able to do it this summer, so they cast about and got a quote from Gustavus Construction Company with help from Glacier Bay Construction to move the sign to the new location for a cost of $5,400. And they have estimated that they would have about $1,000 in cost for the update on the materials going on the sign. I offered to them that the city could help them out with this move, and it looked like the best way to do it was for us to pay for the move while they pay for the update on of all the stuff going on the sign. So the cost of that move by a local contractor is $5,400 with a much more stable new facility. That's Gustavus Construction is doing the actual move with help from Glacier Bay Construction that will do the concrete pad. I'll begin by making a motion to approve this, to approve FY24-01, not to approve, but to introduce FY24-01 NCO for the Guest Visitors Association FY24 budget and schedule for public hearing July 10, 2023. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved by the mayor, seconded by Councilmember Muskowiak to introduce the NCO FY24-01 NCO. Do any members of the public wish to comment on whether to introduce this? And remember, we will actually have it up for approval and for public hearing and approval next month. So this would be comment on whether to introduce it. Okay, I'm not seeing any. Do any council members have any comments on this item? Councilmember Taylor.
Yeah, I'll chime in here, I guess. This might be more appropriate for me to chime in at the next GVA board meeting. But the numbers don't perfectly couch from the budget, but I know the budget was really tight as it stands. So I just have some curiosities as to the numbers you've stated and the numbers that I have in my head and the numbers I see on the budget as to exactly how the dollars are moving there. I know that the cost on the project did increase significantly from having to go with a different contractor. So I still support doing this because I do think it'll be a huge benefit to, it's a little silly to think, in terms of like profile pictures and pictures for a website, but that's kind of what this, how this works. So I'll abstain and save that comment for the next GBA board meeting, getting my meetings mixed up, I guess.
Okay. Any other comments on this? Okay. One thing I didn't mention is that they have the treasurer in proposing this NCO has identified that we're getting quite a bit more room tax than was originally budgeted. So, and to keep our budget in balance, the NCO incorporate or increases the expected room tax income for next year, more in line with, due to the experience from this year, by $5,400, the same amount as the expense is increasing, so the budget still remains in balance. Okay, yeah. Then if there are no other comments from council members, we'll go to a vote. Madam Clerk, a roll call, please.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Makowiak?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Okay, and I understand that Gustavus Construction intends to do this, make this move in the last part of July. So if we approve this at the next meeting, then we can issue a, then the Visitors Association can issue the NTP to them to do the work, because we are merely increasing the budget and what we pay the Visitors Association. They are doing the contracting, if there was any question about that. Okay. The last item was the mayor's report. I was hoping to be done by 8:30, so I'm going to suggest that, unless I won't go through my mayor's report orally as I usually do, but unless you have questions on something I've written there, we'll just publish it as we did get a lot of projects done. The beach wheelchair, hardened path, the septic thing, septic tank, storage tanks, those are both really important projects. So we've got a lot of stuff done, and I've tried to list what we've got completed in there. So anybody have any questions on anything in there? And I understand that, I had missed seeing it on that Paul Berry is on the, is online here, and Paul is retiring this week. We have a going away party, and we'll have a presentation for him at that party on July 1st here in the park. So I hope everybody will attend. But I would like to give everybody an opportunity, if they want to add to my great appreciation to Paul for all that he has done for this community, with the disposal and recycling center for all the years, that for 30 years here in support of a really model disposal and recycling center. We have a facility that is an example to the rest of the state of how to do this kind of operation really well in a small community. And we've had people come to visit us here who want to see how Paul runs this, how he designed this place, how he operates it. And it's been he's had a remarkable story to tell that reflects extremely well on our community. It's one of the bright spots, has been for all these years, since even before we were. Kathy has her hand up and would like to speak up. Kathy?
Hi. I just want to reiterate that we planned the retirement party for the 1st of July. I haven't reached out to council just yet. We have some things organized and in place. I want to extend my appreciation to Paul. I worked with him many years ago when I worked for the park at the depot out there. And, things have grown exponentially and to our benefit and our recognition across the state. Over time. And I just want to, thank Paul for his dedication to this position and you know, all he's done and the data that he's collected. And I think it's going to reflect on us for a while. And because of his dedication and his data collection, we've been able to use that to submit actually for some of our grants, which we don't know if we'll be successful yet. But because he's captured all of that information, it's been, you know, easier to apply for some of the grants that we've applied for. And there's also, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but there is a YouTube video out there. It's about a 10-minute YouTube video that was done, Paul, I can't remember how many years ago. I think at least 10 years ago, but it was about the operation at the DRC. And it's quite a good showcase of what, you know, his legacy leaves us. So, and hopefully into the future for the improvement. So I just want to thank him and hope everybody will be at the celebration of his retirement, which will be what, Paul, 30 years to the day, as I understand it. So thanks again. And thanks for your service. And it'll be historical for sure.
Thank you. Any other, anybody else wishing to express anything for Paul? Councilmember Taylor.
I'll chime in here just in case I, you know, don't have a formal opportunity to make a speech at Paul's retirement party. I've already shared my appreciation for what Paul has brought to the community, but I thought I might share a brief story. The first time I ever encountered Paul, didn't have a conversation with him, but I think speaks to his character and the quality of work that he's done. Onboarding in the orientation at the lodge as a lodgie to start my summer there, we had a series of presentations, and as you might expect from corporate presentations, seriously droll in most cases, until Paul came to present for the DRC. And I remember being so fired up about compost at the end of everything and just like absolutely entranced and so just filled with curiosity and wanting to go and see what the DRC even was and really intrigued at what was happening in this community. And just to note that someone nearing the end of their career in that moment to still have that level of enthusiasm and to take it to people who are going to be here for maybe 3 months, no less, I think really speaks to the level of care that Paul has for the work he does and for the energy he brought to the role. So he will be missed.
Very nice. Any others have some thoughts? Okay, yeah, Tanya.
Yeah, I said some words last time Paul gave his final report, and yeah, Paul's been my hero since I worked with him in the landfill at the landfill in the 90s. And I'm not going to be here the first, so I'll miss the party, but I'm just super grateful for Paul and all the years of service and this amazing DRC that we have today in Gustavus. Thanks, Paul.
Vice Mayor.
Yeah, I too shared some thoughts with Paul, both publicly and just face to face. But I just want to say thanks for really setting us up for success. Huge effort to get the DRC to where it is. And it's going to be something that we use for a very long time. Thank you.
Okay, well, Paul, Do you have any great thoughts for us as you move into retirement? You've left us with so much of value that will benefit this community for a long time. Paul?
Can you hear me?
We can, yes.
I wasn't prepared for any testimony, but I do want to remind people for the slideshow that I've got for Wednesday the 28th, and I'm retiring at the end of the month, not the end of the week. Just technical, you know, and technically it's 29 years as opposed to 30, but that's just a technicality. But I just want to remind people of the slideshow, which is Wednesday the 28th at the Community Center, as well as the retirement at the park there. I just wanted to put that in there. Thanks. And it's really nice. Thank you, everybody.
We got about 60 years of good value out of you, so we're glad to call it at least 30. Okay. I think that then takes us on to council reports. I kind of skipped by that. Does anybody have anything they wanted to report on a project they've been doing or for the city? Vice Mayor, you had something?
Not necessarily a report. I just wanted to extend a huge shout out to Glacier Bay Construction and the council for the Hard Beach Trail. Going down there the other night was actually pretty emotional. Looking at that spot and all the work put into making it more accessible was pretty heavy. It's really cool.
Right, indeed. Yeah, I was real pleased with how that project turned out. Any other council comments or reports? Okay, well, we'll go on then to public comment on non-agenda items. One last opportunity. Do any members of the public wish to make a comment on a non-agenda item? Okay, I'm not seeing any hands come up. Then, thank you everybody for participating tonight on this lovely summer evening, and we'll adjourn at 8:47, it looks like about. Thank you. Good night.